Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right. AOC kind of just cooked Marjorie Taylor Greene during her Fight the Oligarchy tour in Idaho today. And, you know, if this is what the next generation of leadership looks like within the Democratic Party, I am all game, because AOC is currently leading the way in calling out the corrupt politicians who benefited off of Trump's alleged market manipulation, who have put money in at the exact time, at the exact date, right before Trump announced that he was repealing his tariffs. He was backing off. He was basically blinking before Xi Jinping was able to. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is literally not right about anything. So the fact that she was able to turn into Warren Buffett right as Donald Trump is doing this massive market manipulation is a little bit suspicious, and I'm kind of happy that AOC is calling that out. Before we get into Marjorie Taylor Greene buying thousands of dollars in stock right before Trump's tariff pause sent markets soaring, reported by the Business Insider, let's check in to AOC during her Fight the Oligarchy tour, calling Trump out, saying if he wants to talk about criminals, he should look in the mirror.
Donald Trump is a criminal who was found guilty of 34 felony counts of fraud, liable for sexual abuse. Of course he's lying and abusing and manipulating the stock market too. When he talks about rapists and criminals, he should look in the mirror.
Very well said. The crowd in Idaho going absolutely insane. It's incredibly important that AOC and Bernie Sanders visit the entire country. And here's the thing. This is an intentional move to be a catalyst, a spark for change within the Democratic Party, because there's currently a vacuum of leadership. And when there's a vacuum, you can make an intentional move to step in, fill that vacuum, and direct the party in whatever direction you want. So it seems like Bernie and AOC both realize this is our chance to pivot the party in a more progressive direction, which it seems like a lot of Democrats do want. And it seems like a lot of people are liking it. I mean, check out this crowd. It's massive. Here's another clip of AOC talking about Trump potentially sending U.S. citizens to El Salvador.
You know, it's bone-chilling. Every day, there's something new. And today, we just saw President Trump express openness to taking U.S. citizens and sending them off without due process to foreign prisons.
You know, AOC is doing a really good job of balancing all of the different things Trump is throwing at the wall. So while a lot of people are focusing strictly, a lot of Democratic politicians are focusing strictly on Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, which is understandable. That is very, very important. AOC knows that she can focus on that, also focus on the civil rights violations, the due process violations, also focus on the tariffs. There's a lot to talk about. We try to talk about all on this show, so make sure that you scroll down, drop a like, or go save the show on Spotify. We're now on Spotify, Apple Music. We are now trying to expand. Let's now break down how AOC is, again, leading the way. She's stepping into this vacuum of leadership within the party. So right after Trump did his pretty clear market manipulation, even if he himself didn't benefit from it, it's pretty clear that people around him or that Trump supporters benefited from it. He also tweeted out that morning, "Now is a great time to buy," which some argue was a play to provide plausible deniability to his allies. Imagine you do a little bit of inside trading, and then if you get caught, you say, "Hey, look, the president tweeted it out this morning. I'm not some weird inside trader." But AOC tweeted out the day that Trump did his market manipulation, also basically just bending the knee to every country, backing down. AOC said, "Any member of Congress who purchased stocks in the last 48 hours should probably disclose that now. I've been hearing some interesting chatter on the floor. Disclosure deadline is May 15th. We're about to learn a few things. It's time to ban insider trading in Congress." And she's responding to a tweet that reads, "NASDAQ call volume spiked minutes before the 90-day tariff pause was announced. Not a good look at all." And if you're watching this on video, not on Spotify or Apple Music, you can see the SPY call volume spikes before Trump made his announcement that he was backing down. And this brings us on to this Business Insider article. Marjorie Taylor Greene bought thousands of dollars in stock right before Trump's tariff pause sent markets soaring. Now, here's the thing. buying stock in and of itself isn't suspicious. I put a little bit of money in the S&P 500, whatever I had, when I saw that it was red because I thought, you know, I'm young. It's a good time to put money in. But Marjorie Taylor Greene is known for not being right on anything. How is she randomly picking the perfect stocks at the perfect time on the exact day? Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene is one of the more frequent stock traders in Congress. Just before Trump's tariff pause sent markets soaring, she bought thousands of dollars in stock. Democrats have speculated that some Trump allies may have benefited from market manipulation. And again, AOC talks about this in Idaho today. I'll play that clip in 1 second, but to lay the groundwork, in the hours before President Trump announced a 90-day partial pause on a slew of new tariffs on foreign goods, he said on social media that it was a, quote, great time to buy. One of his loudest allies in Congress was already poised to benefit. A disclosure made public on Monday said Marjorie Taylor Greene poured between $21,000 and $315,000 into the stock market on Tuesday and Wednesday, investing in 17 companies, including Apple, Tesla, Nvidia, Palantir, and more. Members of Congress are only required to disclose the ranges of their purchases. So Green made 21 different stock purchases, each valued between $1,000 and $15,000, which could total anywhere between $20,000 and $300,000. Not quite a tight range, but this clip reads, AOC unloads on Marjorie Taylor Greene's stock trading schemes. Drop a like for AOC. Drop some blue hearts. Let's
saw it just happen with Trump's corrupt and disastrous and rushed tariff scheme. We saw Marjorie Taylor Greene buy that dip. I got one question for her. How much did you make? How much did you make off of people's despair? How much did you make off that panic? How much did you make off of that suffering? No more. We can't accept it.
You know, this is what I like to see. AOC isn't just throwing a tweet out into the void. I mean, she's been on the ground doing this for years, but many Democrats think that throwing a tweet out into the void is enough, or creating a short, snarky video is enough. But no. Going out, building the case, making noise, and demanding real public accountability is great. Calling out people by name is amazing. Less caution, more confrontation is needed within the party. We need to be less risk averse, and we need to have a punch. Now, I do want to point out, crowd size is not directly equivalent to how a party is doing. For example, in 2020, everybody said, oh, Trump has way bigger crowds, he's going to win. He did not. In 2024, I would argue that Kamala had way larger and more energetic crowds. But we can see that there's still a spark. We can see that there's a direction. There's a vacuum that's being filled, as I've mentioned multiple times. And if the GOP is going to be run by stock-flipping chaos agents, someone needs to be out there pulling out the receipts. And right now it's AOC, Bernie Sanders. I do want to mention Jamie Raskin. I want to mention Representative Maxwell Frost. Brian Schatz, Murphy. There are many, many senators and representatives who are stepping up, but right now this tour is what is needed. Let's watch Hakeem Jeffries calling out Marjorie for the same thing.
It's between $50,000 and $100,000 in bonds. That doesn't sound like a coincidence to me, but what do you think of that? And what can happen to look into that?
So many of these people are crooks, liars, and frauds, and Marjorie Taylor Greene is, of course, Exhibit A. We are seeing corruption unfold before us in real time. And House Democrats and Senate Democrats are going to partner together to make sure we, of course, shine a spotlight on these issues. One, we do need to change the law so that sitting members of Congress cannot trade stock, period, full stop. And until we get to that point, we obviously have to continue to highlight why this is problematic. And if Republicans are unwilling to hold a hearing on this matter, I can assure you Democrats will on Capitol Hill in partnership with the Senate, and we also will take this matter on the road.
Well said. One more clip from AOC calling Trump as a criminal. Well said. One more clip from AOC calling Trump a criminal during her Fight the Oligarchy tour a few nights ago.
And we saw this play out this week with Trump's corrupt and disastrous tariff scheme. I hope that we all see now that the White House's tariff shuffle here didn't have anything to do with manufacturing like they claimed. It was about manipulating the markets.
It was about hurting retirees and everyday people in the sell-off so Trump could quietly enrich his friends who he nudged to buy the dip before reversing it all in the morning. Donald Trump is a criminal.
Honestly, thank God. Thank God somebody is out there getting the message out, and it's somebody that is young, energetic, vibrant. Also, Bernie Sanders is a little bit older, and he's doing absolutely amazing. I wouldn't call him old necessarily, but Bernie Sanders is doing absolutely amazing as well. So it's good that we have solid people out there who have good communication skills, because some other people in the party, like Senator Chuck Schumer, who is a nice person. I've interviewed him. There have been times where he makes me cringe. I don't know if you guys agree or not. Let me know in the comment section below. Make sure to add this show on Apple Music, on Spotify. It's the Adam Mockler Show. Make sure you also follow the Substack in the description below. Follow me on Instagram. Wherever you are, I'm there as well. We're expanding the show rapidly as the sphere expands. I love you all. See you in the next video, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.